Madeira has lots to offer travellers, including volcanic caves, fabulous nature trails, colourful culture, and the opportunity to see a variety of cetaceans. Sara Jardine is a marine biologist with Jota dos Cetáceos, a company dedicated to the observation of dolphins and whales in the seas of Madeira.
During the year, you can see 28 different species of cetaceans. So cetaceans, it's the group of whales and dolphins. And depends a lot because most part of them are migratory species. So depends a lot. It's different species in the winter, in the autumn, in the summer. And next you have that species can be occasional. We never know when they come. And we have two residents in Madeira. Pilot whales and bottlenose dolphin, they still around during all year. So it's possible to see during all year different families of them.
And when do you think is a really good time to go out and spot these animals?
In the day, we don't have specific times. Sometimes it's better in the morning, sometimes in the afternoon. Depends a lot of the animals. They are wild and free. It's why it's so nice to make this in the ocean. So we never know. In the summer, they can pass with a little bit more frequency. But in the winter, we saw many whales and many dolphins too. So it depends a lot. The people come according to the season, see different species.
And how well are they protected here?
They are really protected. We have many rules in Madeira to make this kind of activity. The fishermen now, it's really nice because they are protecting a lot and they respect a lot the animals. And we have lots of rules, depending if it's a whale, if it's a dolphin, depends the number of the animals you have there, depends if they have babies, the areas, for example, we have many natural reserves and over there we cannot stay. So they are really protected and it's nice because all the companies, we keep the rules all the time. It's why the animals are so nice outside.
In terms of the threats to some of these species that you're seeing, how threatened are they?
Depends of the species. Most part of them, of course, they are not—they are decreasing, and it's in general all of the world. But we make a little bit of research. Sometimes we do photo ID, and we're trying to understand this kind of question, sending another pictures and information and data to another marine biologist in the world. We work a little bit with the Azores, with another places, trying to understand a little bit the thing. But we are not really sure right now in this moment about the species, if they are growing up or don't. In Madeira, the resident ones, they are growing up because passing the time, we do photo ID and we spot more babies and juveniles. So while they are growing up, it's really nice for us to know that.
How do you see the future of whale watching in this area developing? Do you see it being something that perhaps there'll be more boats or fewer boats or greater controls? How do you see it developing?
I think it's going to grow up for us, as not company, but as... In marine biologists, it's not really good because it's going to be more boats outside. But I think they're going to keep the rules anyway. So if everybody keep the rules, really, but really to respect the animals, I think it's not a problem because we have times to stay with them. We have distance to keep. Just two boats can stay. If we have 10 boats outside, the 10 cannot stay with the animals. Just two really close and we're going to change all the time. I hope the rules, they keep the rules, but we're going to see. But I think it's going to grow up.
That's marine biologist Sara Jardine. For more information, see visitmadeira.pt.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.